Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The misconception I intend to discuss today vis-a-vis the concept of prophethood relates to the notion that there are people who think that if we visit the grave of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then his intercession becomes mandatory for us. Now this concept of course has arisen because of some hadith narratives, and our muhaddisun or scholars of hadith themselves have specified that none of these narratives is sound. However, the two primary narratives in this regard I'll present before you and also present the critique which arises on these narratives. Now the first of these is in Shu'b al-Iman, which is of course a book authored by Imam Baihaqi, and the words are "Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati," which means that any person who visits my grave, my intercession for him becomes mandatory, becomes obligatory. And as far as the chain of narration of this narrative is concerned, there is a person, a narrator called Musa ibn Hilal, and Abu Hatim says that he's a majhul person, he's an unknown person, and Zahabi says that this is a munkar narrative. So therefore we can clearly see that this narrative is not sound and nothing can be derived on its basis. Similarly, there is another narrative which is also quoted by Baihaqi in his book Sunan al-Kubra, and the words of this narrative are "Man zara qabri aw qala man zarani kuntu lahu shafiyan aw shahida," which means that anyone who visits my grave or visits me, I'll be his intercessor, or I'll bear a witness over him. Now this narrative is also suspect. Its isnad is majhul, and there is a person called Sawwar ibn Maimun who is majhul, who is unknown, and so therefore on the basis of this weak or suspect narrative, no conclusion can be drawn. So we can sum up by saying that both these narratives are weak and unsound, and this notion that anyone who visits the grave of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will win his intercession is an alien concept, and it has arisen because of these narratives. And these narratives, as I have clarified, are not sound at all, and no derivation can be made on their basis. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.